it is a Thursday. Today we find out Kutsu Tumengani. Our guest is live in the studio joining us. Good afternoon, Mr. Kenny. How are you doing?
No, I'm very good. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good? I'm not complaining. Let me look at you. I didn't get a good look. There we go. Good to see you.
No, thank you. It's good to see you too.
Good to see you. You know, it's a busy day. Yeah. What are Thursdays normally like for you?
Thursdays, you know, it's always that day, like, you're looking forward to Friday, you know. It's like always that day, like, you can't wait for Friday.
Warm up.
You're out there, like, with your outfit, you know. You're out there, like, you're like, I can't wait to rock this.
Okay. Okay. You're looking very stylish. Are you one very particular about how you look?
Yeah. It says a lot, like, how you look, like, how you present yourself.
Yeah.
It's very important, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very important to, like, keep, like, have that statement out there. Like,
yeah.
Dress to impact. Yeah, it's very important.
All right. So, Kenny Gambino.
Yes.
Gambino is not your surname, is it?
No, it's not. It's not my surname.
Why Gambino, though?
Gambino, it's like, it comes from, like, this other group of a family, you know, like, of togetherness.
Okay.
Like, they strive to conquer everything. So, yeah, it comes from that. Like, whatever happens, they stick together to, like, achieve, you know, whatever is there. So that Gambino, it inspires us a lot because it says a lot about us, actually.
It says that doesn't say a lot about you. If somebody says Kenny Gambino, do they get the gist of who you are? No, what's it doing?
It's a lot of, like, a storytelling. It's a lot of, like, story behind everything. Yeah.
Okay. For somebody listening to the show and has no idea who Kenny Gambino is, Nogutu Tumengani, that's the name of the feature. So you really need to let us in and introduce yourself to the people listening to the show here on Rise FM Lunch. Utumengani, Kenny.
Basically, I'm running a brand to me about the clothing I got. Yeah, this is what I'm out there about. They know me as, like, that guy with the fashion. I don't know, fashionista. I don't know. But then...
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a fashionista. Utumengani.
Mine.
Utumile. Are you famous? Are you known for something?
Baby, growing up, I used to dance. You know, we used to, like, be those ones out there, like... Out there in the clubs, always in the clubs, you know, doing things like, with that kind of fame, you know. So, like, we were good dancers back then, like.
Okay.
Without me and our middle crew, you know, my boys back in Valencia, we, like, always used to, like, get together, you know, do little dance, what thingy, back dance competition. So, I guess the fame, little fame raised from there. Like,
okay.
Yeah, from there.
Okay.
So, I discovered the fashion along the way because... We were pushing fashion, like we liked fashion a lot, yeah.
Dance and fashion, that's your thing.
Yeah.
The guys you're mentioning in the clubs hanging out, doing things, as you call them. I mean, things is a broad term. You know when you say things, we making up our own minds about what you're referring to. I'm like, oh, okay, you used to do that too? Interesting.
Yeah. You know, the South African culture, you know, like dancing our problems away and like dressing good, like not looking... Like your problems, you know. So, yeah. So, us at Kenny Gambino, like the fashion brand, we got you. Like, we out there. We out there trying to create, like, high-quality products, but, like, for minimum price, you know. Like, for less. So, you can rock out there and look good.
Yeah.
Compete with your finest, biggest brands, you know, with little price.
Well, yeah, without spending too much.
The
brand is Kenny Gambino Jeans.
Yes.
Right? That's the brand.
That's the brand, yes.
Kenny Gambino Jeans.
Jeans, yes.
Where did it all start? Are you one of those people who grew up tearing their jeans? Like, you just wouldn't let go of, this is stylish also. It can be turned into a trend. Were you one of those people?
Not really.
Because that's how we know someone is a creative.
You make
something else out of it.
Like recycling clothes.
Yeah,
grew up doing that a lot because, you know, like, you know how black families are, how we grew up, like, that sometimes like leave your brother clothes if you're that give you your brother yes. clothes or your sister's yes, clothes. Yes. You know, like this was expensive and nice, so you can have it.
Yeah,
it's one of those things, you know. So when it was old, we used to like do something about it. If you know a tailor around, you'd be like, give an idea, you'd be like, add this material with this, you know, and see what happens.
So you speak of how Kenny Gambino Jeans is more than just a clothing brand and how it's a movement that bridges a gap between urban fashion, cultural storytelling. What was that like? Where were you born?
So I was born and raised in Valencia.
Valencia?
But my father's from Pinar.
Mm-hmm.
Pinar, and then my mother's from Ligazi.
Uh-huh.
So I basically have family everywhere in the hood, like
that's
in
good.
The outskirts, you know, Ligazi, Ngodini, Pinar, all those places.
Mm-hmm.
I have family there. So me specifically, I was born and raised in Valencia.
What are you doing to sell your brand, the Kenny Gambino Jeans brand? Because when you hear jeans, we think jeans.
Jeans.
Are you only making jeans? What are you doing? Why jeans?
Is it a whole apparel?
Do you have t-shirts? Do you have jackets?
We have everything.
You have everything.
So for now, we're only doing t-shirts.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, like how your Tommy Hilfiger jeans.
Yeah.
What all those what jeans.
Okay.
So it's basically like that. We don't specify on jeans.
Okay.
No, but we are going to one day, you know, like have jeans, you know, like.
Okay.
Unique.
So currently it's what? T-shirts.
We have t-shirts. Uh-huh. We have bucket heads. We have caps.
Nice.
We have socks. We have we have also ski masks. We have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we quite have like the little things now, but we are going to grow into like have everything, all the accessories.
Are you dressing anyone in MP currently?
Yes, we're working with a lot of local artists.
Okay.
We're working with local DJs, local rappers. We're working with any, like if you influential or nail spray,
uh-huh.
then we're going to work with you. Like, yeah, we're working with everyone local who's open-minded and working with
yeah.
us and creative. Yeah, we're working with a lot of creatives.
Have you done any fashion shows?
Not
featured on any fashion shows to showcase what you are?
We have been invited in a few, sadly.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we couldn't go because of we were facing some trouble. Like, yeah, I was facing a little bit of crisis, you know, dealing with family. Like last year, since I lost my brother, Anera, you know,
mm-hmm.
may have heard of him.
So
it was
him.
Heard
of Arena.
Oh yeah.
What?
So while busy like mourning him and trying to do all the service, like I was also getting like invites from like fashion in Pretoria and all those, so I couldn't attend.
Yeah.
I couldn't. So yeah, so that was the only time we couldn't attend his fashion shows, but we'd like to attend.
Who funds this business? Is it run and funded by you? Are you a collaboration? Are you collaborating with others? How is
for now it's
finances playing into the business?
For now it's all me. It's all me. No funding, no one helping. It's just out of like savings and, you know, fun.
Isn't that painful though? How is that working out for you?
It is, you know, you just have to be strong. It is painful, you know, everyone is facing that.
Ever received any funding for what you do? Have you?
Not really. Have not yet. But we are gonna. I am like looking forward to like approaching, you know, these departments about funding. And yeah, we are thinking about funding.
Okay.
Later
and
in the stage. Yeah.
I hear you. How old is the brand?
The brand started.
The Kenny Gambino.
Okay, so
jeans brand. How old is
Kenny Gambino jeans started in 2022.
Okay.
So. But it changed to Kenny Gambino Jeans. It was too dope for Msoyenko back in, since 2016. It was not registered though.
Okay.
Informal business.
Okay.
So it changed to Kenny Gambino Jeans 2022, and then it got registered under the CIPC in 2022, April.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. So it's not your uninformal business anymore. It's a formal business registered. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so
okay, I hear you.
Comply with all the SARS taxes and all that. Yeah.
Yay! Yay! La patalo! Melat Patala, we're going to say goodbye to you in a moment, but I want you to share whatever it is you want to share with the people listening to the show right now. Anything you feel you may have missed. The feature, yes, is to get to know you, what you do, but also to put your brand out there. I mean, this is a big platform. So, Dumengani, Thursday on Rise FM Lunch. Kenny Gambino from Kenny Gambino Jeans. I mean, this might as well become your also surname because, wow. You are the blend. Yeah. I mean, why not? Don't do me so. Kenneth Ngube, yeah. Born here in Mpumalanga, in Mbombela. Social media, how do we people reach out to you, your brand, and whatever, man, for investing, for partnerships? I don't know if you're open to partnering with anyone yet.
Oh, yes.
But where do we find you on social media?
We're all on social platforms. So you can get us on Instagram, Twitter. Every platform we're there, you can. So for now, we don't have like a physical store, so you can order online. Like,
what is the handle on social media?
Kenny Gambino Jeans. Just okay. Kenny Gambino. You're gonna see it's like, yeah, we're there. Just verify it's us. Yeah, we're open for investments, and yeah.
You dress, isn't that now it comes to me? You dress gracias, Dio.
Yes, yes.
He's one of the people you dress. Why have you not said that throughout this conversation?
Apologies if he's listening to this.
He's out in Dubai.
Yes, out there in Dubai. So, does Rise FM reach in Dubai?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Listen.
No, shout out to Gracias. You know, he's my
yeah.
He's my brother, man. My brother. So, yeah, we happy, more than happy to dress him, and we've been having a good relationship with him.
Nice.
He's been pushing the brand very much. I see he's always dressed in it. Yeah.
No, so. I remember. I remember now because I see there's this black t-shirt he has with Kenny Gambino in sort of italic writing a bit.
Oh, yeah. And then shout out to him.
Yeah. No, I see that. I'm a DJ too. Like, he's one of the people I worked with in the DJ space. So I know he actually is. He represents your brand really, really well.
Very much.
I mean, we missed him going to Dubai.
Okay.
But he's out there doing his DJ thing, doing really amazing. So you have to mention Jorge dressing one of the biggest DJs in MP.
Yeah. Yes,
you know what I mean?
I had to mention
you had to. Kenny Gambino, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate your time. We'll hook you up. We'll see you on social media. Share your handles with my producer, Uriya, because we need to more social media. Thank you so much once again for coming through to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure, man. Good to see you. Finally to put the name to the face. Now we know who Kenny Gambino is.
Yeah, finally.
There we go. It's Rise FM Lunch. It's CD Temets here. Coming through with the news at 2 p.m. right now. Nick Soul with Umona on Rise FM Lunch. Do you enjoy it? Also, stock up on those Kenny Gambino clones, okay?